From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The Federal Aviation Administration says the sequester would close almost two dozen air traffic control towers at California airports. Rich Ibarra reports from Stockton.
The sequester would affect airports of all sizes. Larger airports like Sacramento International and Fresno would lose their overnight air traffic controllers. And small airports, including 23 in California, would lose air traffic control towers completely. Stockton Metropolitan Airport Director Patrick Carino says he will lose all of his 9 controllers.
Having a tower obviously helps with the flow of traffic and the safety of the aircraft. It's important to help with the safety of the airport.
Flights at the smaller airports like Stockton and Sacramento Executive would continue to come and go, but planes would go through an uncontrolled field. The cuts could start as early as April if the sequester takes effect on Friday. In Stockton, I'm Rich Ibarra.
Find a list of the complete closures of the FAA on our Facebook page, KRCB Radio 91 FM. A new report shows youth incarceration is down nationwide, but California still has a fairly high rate, the 11th highest in the country. The research from the Annie E. Casey Foundation finds nearly 12,000 incarcerated youth in California. The advocacy group Children Now is distributing the study. The group's Jessica Mindick says California doesn't have enough rehabilitation programs, but she'd also like to see the state invest more money in education and prevention programs that could keep kids out of custody.
There's a loss to us as a society when we don't do right by our kids. And there's certainly a loss to individual students when they see their opportunities diminish. And if we can give all children access to opportunity, we're going to see fewer youth involved in the juvenile justice system.
The report uses data from the federal government. It covers all youth under 21 housed in prisons or group homes. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.